That must be some funny story, said a voice. Calvin fairly jumped out of his skin. It was a bald fellow, old and in buckskins. Calvin knew him, of course. A far traveler and a sometime visitor named Tail Swapper. Another one who thought the world began with God and ended with Alvin. Calvin looked him up and down. Did you get them clothes off a 90-year-old deer? Or did your daddy and grandpa wear them all their lives to get them so worn out like that? I've worn these clothes so long, said the old man, that I sometimes send them on errands when I'm too busy to go, and nobody can tell the difference. I think I know you, said Calvin. You're that old Tail Swapper fellow. So I am, said the old man, and you're Calvin, old Miller's youngest boy. Calvin waited, and here it came. Alvin's little brother. Calvin folded himself sitting down and then unfolded himself standing. He liked how tall he was. He liked looking down at the old man's bald head. You know, old man, if we had another just like you, we could put your smooth pink heads together and you'd look like a baby's butt. Don't like being called Alvin's little brother, eh? Asked Tail Swapper. Calvin turned to face him. You were born in England, weren't you?
I was.
And you lived in Philadelphia a while, right? Met old Ben Franklin there, right? What a memory you have. Then how come you talk like a frontiersman?
Well, spent a lot of time on the frontier.
I spent a lot of time in the chicken coop, but that don't make me cluck.
Tail Swapper grinned.
What do you think, boy? I think you try to sound like the people you're telling your lies to, so they'll trust you. They'll think you're one of them, but you're not one of us. You're not one of anybody. You're a spy, stealing the hopes and dreams and wishes and memories and imaginings of everybody and leaving them nothing but lies in exchange. I know you can shed that folksy talk the minute you want to.
Yes, I can do that, said Tail Swapper, just as I can speak French to a Frenchman and Spanish to a Spaniard and four kinds of red talk depending on which tribe I'm with. But you, Calvin, do you speak scorn and mockery to everyone, or just to your betters?